Log Talk Radio.
Come to some conclusion, the who, what, when, where, and how, and what those things apply to, and are who those things apply to, certainly in regards to Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and certainly in regards to us. There's only one God, and it applies to him. There's only one special people, and it applies to us. So do your due diligence, and your studies, and your investigation, and your application of Yah's word. The antidotes and the solutions and the cures for all that ails you are within the words of Yah. And that's why we study those words. My name is Young Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Along with Cottrell of New York City and Sister Abia of New York City, which is on a sabbatical, so to speak, she doesn't have much voice as far as her presence are concerned. But she's along with us in these studies. And we hope that you do your due diligence after you studied with us and meditate on those studies and the words of Yah. I want to say one thing, contemporarily speaking. I know the indiscriminate bombing and shelling in Gaza may work for some, but a just man or woman cannot stomach that. Because, you know, when you see innocent people such as old people, women and children, that has nothing to do with Hamas. If you want Hamas, go in there and get them. Why you got to bomb everybody, destroy everything, and put in everybody in harm? Now you want to do an invasion. As if innocent women, children, and old people won't get killed in the processes. See, this conspiracy with universal white race supremacy doesn't go unknowing by those that know, unseen by those that see, unheard by those that hear. And universal white race supremacy in this Western culture has said, Joe Biden, well, when he was a young fellow, we gonna be behind Israel, whatever, whatever. I see. Whatever, whatever. Because we have created them. Is that right? I thought y'all created the Israelites, the Hebrew, not Joe Biden and Congress in this Western Hemisphere. I thought y'all was going to bring them back home, not Joe Biden, this Congress in this Western Hemisphere. I thought they were going to be a changed people when they came back. Well, that don't look like the people I read about, I study about. No. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's just that the indiscriminate bombing in any situation, men, women, children, they say over 1,000 Palestinian babies have been killed due to this bombing. They've been targeting hospitals from what I've been told. No, I'm not there. But they say they'll blow you out your hospital bed, no matter who you are, because they like to label everybody Hamas. Just like they like to label us niggas, slaves. We're used to the propaganda. The Native American were used to it. Ain't no good Indian but a dead Indian. That's what they used to say about them. So no, America can't tell me anything, about nobody. It's Western culture, under the auspices of universal white race supremacy. But y'all can tell me everything. Y'all can tell you everything. That's why we do these studies therein. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring Katria along. As I said, Sister Avia is on a sabbatical. She's studying with us, but she's not saying much right now. But we're glad to have her with us in these studies. And Katria and Sister Avia, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. That should be. As should you. So without further ado, Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of our ancient fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Give thanks and praise to him. Because without him, we would be lost. Brother Yan Supari, shalom, shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing now?
I'm doing okay, big brother. May he bless you also.
Praise God. Sister Aria, you out there? Little Gregory and your little family. May the Most High bless y'all as well.
She hear you, brother. I'm pretty sure she's appreciative.
Yes, sir. Miss Sister Aria, that feminine voice. Because we need our sisters to balance us out. But the fact that what's happening now that we see in the world today, the Most High already showed us that he was going to do what he's doing now by way of the prophets if we study his words. This is already predicted. This is already foretold. The nation is going to be one for Jerusalem, and Yah is going to get his glory through his people. So we ain't too far off the scenario that y'all laid out. And we have to know the scenario that y'all laid out. Because you don't know, you're in trouble.
Exactly. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, fellow students. back in the book of Devarim, is coming to his conclusions. But in this study we're about to approach tonight, there's a way back in. And there's a way, by not by way of Great Britain and the United States of America to get back. Yah had a way, a built-in mechanism to get back. He's about to show you chapter 30 of Devarim. A lot of you call it Deuteronomy. That is not the correct name for this book. Devarim, the correct name is Yah's word brought to you by voice of Moses, the prophet. So if you open your books with us, may the Most High bless you. We'll get started. And may the Most High be blessed. And praise be his name. Chapter 30. Let's get busy. The blessing of returning to Yah. You didn't know that. Not by Jesus. Okay? Now it came to pass, when all these things come upon you, these curses, the blessings and the curse, which I have said before you, and this is what you have to do, and you call them to mind among the nation where Yah has driven you, that you bring Yah word back to mind by virtue of your studies, by virtue of your meditation, by virtue of you sharing Yah's word, where you were driven. And conjunction to that, you return to Yah, your Elohim, in conjunction to that, obey his voice according to all that I have commanded you today, you and your children, with all your heart, with all your soul, that Yah, your Elohim, will bring you back from captivity. Ain't no other way you can come back, people. There's no other way you can come back. And have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations. Yah would do this. Or Yah, your Elohim, has scattered you. No, not by way of Britain, 1948. Not by way of the United States of America, 1948. But be another group of people. And if any of you are driven...
Y'all talking about our punishment, right?
Exactly. From our punishment.
And in the punishment that he's put upon us as a people.
Right.
Is opportunity to get back and get right with the Most High.
Exactly. Built-in opportunity.
We in these lands of our oppression, our captivity, but what Yah is telling us that we have opportunity to do what?
Be redeemed and return back to Yah from captivity.
Get up out of it.
Exactly.
Simple as that. We have opportunity to get up out of it.
Exactly.
And it's not so simple because we are people that's hard-headed, stiff-necked, and we don't know how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to listen.
Exactly.
So we bring in the words of Yah, and the creator of heaven and earth is showing us how we get out of the predicament that we in.
Exactly.
Are we willing to take the solution?
It doesn't look like it, Katya, at this juncture. Some are, most aren't.
And therein lies the division between those who are going to be saved and those who's not.
It's just that simple, Kadri.
Oh, yeah.
Point blank. No question, brother. Thank you, big bro, for pointing that out to the students. That Yah, your Elohim, will bring you back from captivity. And in addition to that, have compassion on you and gather you again from the nation where Yah, your Elohim, has scattered you. That if any of you are driven out to the farthest part of this universe, parts under heaven, from there, Yah will gather you. I don't care where you at. And from there, he will bring you back. Then Yah, your Elohim, yes.
Let's think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Was they traveling into the heavens in ancient times?
No.
They doing it now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they doing it now?
Exactly.
They got rocket ships.
Uh-huh.
And Yah foresaw that.
Mm-hmm.
He told Moshe, if your people is in the farthest reaches of the heavens And he wasn't doing it at that time.
No.
But he saw the future where human beings be trying to shoot rocket ships up into the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That the prophet Moshe saw that people would be shooting people into the heavens, call them astronauts. And Yah said, it don't matter if you're an astronaut or not. From there, I'm going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
No problem, brother. He will bring you. From there, he will bring you. Then Yahyo Elohim will bring you to the land. What land? Our land, which your fathers possessed. And you shall possess it.
Immediately, the Most High wipes out the notion that human beings are going to dwell in heaven. He said, no, the land.
The land.
The earth. Yeah.
Get out of heaven.
We're not going to heaven.
No. They get out of those spacesuits, okay? That ain't heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
You get out of those spacesuits, okay? He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And Yahyo Elohim will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. Circumcise them to do what? To love Yahyo Elohim with all your heart, because you don't know how to do that. With all your soul, because you don't know how to do that. That you may live. Also, Yah, your Elohim will put all these curses on your enemy. The one we got on us is going to flip the script. It's going to be a boomerang. So all the curses on Yah will put all these curses on your enemy and those who hate you, who persecuted you, and you will again obey the voice of Yah and do all his commandments, which I command you today. Yah, your Elohim, will make you abound in all the work of your hand, the fruit of your flocks, your babies, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your land for good. For Yah will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of Yah. And if you come to Yah.
Yeah, sir.
Yes.
So the people that hate us, how many people on planet Earth hate us?
Everybody.
Do you think they're going to let us know the solution to our problem?
Brother, if you think that, you might well put that crack pack down. Okay. If anybody thinks that, they might well put that crack pack down. Put that hair on down.
But here we're reading. It's the creator of the universe that's giving us the solution.
Exactly.
All the people on the planet, they ain't trying to help us.
No.
They ain't trying to give us a solution.
No.
Which is why we're still in the dilemma that we're in as we speak. But right here, what you're reading now, is our solution.
Exactly.
What you're reading now is our solution.
Exactly.
And without people accept it or reject it's going to be for their own good or for their own hurt. So read that again, because I don't think we understand what y'all are saying right here.
Which part? What part?
It says...
Verse 7?
Yeah, verse 7.
Also, Yahyo Elohim will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you, and you will again obey the voice of Yah and do all his commandments, which I command you today. Yahyo Elohim will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. For Yah will again rejoice over you as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which is written in this book of law. And if you turn...
So Christianity or the Christian doctrine tell us that the law is no more. When Yah is promising us this tremendous blessing right here that you just read.
Because That's an act of trying to confuse you, manipulate you, turn you away from Yah. That's because that's part of the conspiracy, turn you away from Yah. The conspiracy never ends. It's never ended, and it never will. They treat us tacky, trashy, and terroristic. Sometimes all three together, because primarily they hate us. They're not looking for any solutions for us. We must turn to Yah in order to find these built-in solutions, Katria. Let's study the word of Yah and apply those studies.
And our enemies don't want us to make that link that the Most High is promising us right here.
It's just that simple, Katria. It's just that simple. Point blank.
Yep.
Praise Yah. Thank you, Katria. And if
Yah.
You turn, praise Yah. And if you turn to Yah, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, you got to do it with all your, not lip service only, but all your heart, all your soul. You should be focused on not these United States of America or wherever captivity point you have landed, but your focuses should be on the word of Yah and the study and the meditation of Yah. Praise Yah.
So, Yasu.
Yes.
How effective our enemy in turning our people away from the instructions you just read?
They're good at what they do, Katria. They've been doing it for years, centuries. They're very good at writing the narrative, even your narrative, and rewriting it and making themselves look good and telling them who your God is and whatnot and so on and so forth. They're damn good at it. They're professionals.
But one thing we got to know, guess what?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
When Yah speaks, he ain't playing around with what he says.
No, he's not, Katria.
He means, and he means exactly what he says.
Exactly.
So read that over again, because it's a fair warning to our people. Don't lean on the understanding of other people. The Most High Creator of heaven and earth is instructing us as to what we should be doing and what we should not be doing. It's clear. Crystal clear.
Yes. For Yah will again rejoice over you for good as rejoice over your fathers. If you obey the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book, his words of the law. And if you turn...
And Christianity says that book is done away with. Jesus
right.
Put all that away. He fulfilled
well,
all
care,
that.
I don't care what them Christians in day Jesus say, okay? I know what Yah saying. And if you turn to Yah, your Elohim, with all your heart, with all your soul, that ain't done away with. They confuse you to believe that it's done away with. But in reality, it's not done away with. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Katria.
And Jesus can't make you do that with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. That's on you.
Yeah.
That's the choice you're making.
Exactly.
Jesus can't make that choice for you.
Well, couldn't do much for himself on that cross, could he? All right. Thank
you,
brother. And this is a choice of life and death. Following Jesus, Bula, Allah, and everybody else they didn't share it with you is a choice of death. But following Yah, his word, is a choice of life. For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you would say, who is sent to? It ain't in heaven, people. Who is sent to heaven from us and bring it to us, because she can't, that we may hear it and do it, because it's already here. Nor is it beyond
the... They say no. Jesus is the one that does that for us.
Oh, is that right?
That's Christianity.
Well, look
you can't
here,
get to the Father, but through the Son. That's
like
what they say.
Katria, I like a good Greek fable myself, okay?
I don't
Thank
like
you,
Greek fables, because they're all full of BS. Every
You're
Greek
right.
fable is full of BS.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Yep.
When they tell you that you got to get through the Father, through the Son, they lying.
It's basically. Thank you, brother. No other beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Y'all said my word here, right with you. It's right next to you. But the word is very near you. Moses is presenting these words through the law, through the commandments. In your, why is Yah's word very near to you? By virtue of your studies, in your mouth, in your heart, that you may do it. You do some good study, people. You do some good investigation. You do some good application. It's already there. You ain't got to go to heaven, as they say. You ain't got to cross the Red Sea or the Sea of China. You ain't
you
got
need
to
the
go.
Messiah?
Right, no. The word of Yah is right
need,
here with you. No.
Do you need Jesus?
No, brother. It didn't say nothing about no Jesus. It said Yah's word. So I don't
where
know where they get all that false information from. But it's Yah's word. Well, I don't
where's
know where I don't even believe the fella existed. So I certainly don't know where he's at, God's will.
But we know where Yah's word is at, right? Where he says his word is at.
Right here with us.
More than Jesus, right?
Is that who is?
Yah's word is here more than Jesus is, right?
You better believe it.
Okay.
Praise Yah, Kadriel. Thank you, brother. See, here's what Moses tells them. I've set before you a choice. I've set before you today a choice.
A what?
Now, that's what I'm saying. Here's a choice. I've set before you today life and death, death and evil. And that I command you today to love Yah, your Elohim, to walk in his ways, his commandments, his statutes, his judgment. And that's the only way you're going to be able to live. Mentally, physically, and or spiritually, that you may live, multiply. And Yah, your Elohim, will bless you in the land. Whose land? Our land, not the United States, which you go to possess. But if you choose other gods, you choose Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or whoever, but if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, you know, I don't want to hear that, and are drawn away by virtue of your enemies, and worship other gods and serve them, I announce you today, spiritually, physically, and mentally, that you shall surely perish. You shall not belong your days in the land. Which land? Our land, which you cross over to the Jordan today to go and possess. He says, I call heaven and earth as a witness, not for you to go there, heaven, earth as a witness today against you. That I have set before you a choice, life and death. Follow our other gods, even the one your enemy gave you, that's a death. Choose my word explicitly, without any hesitation or reservation, that's life. And these are the blessings and curse, therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, physically, mentally, and spiritually. That you may love Yah, your Elohim. That's the only reason you love him. You love him. That you may obey his voice. That you may cling to him, just like a baby clings to his mother. For he is your life, physically, mentally, and our spiritually, and the length of your days. And that you may dwell in the land which Yah, you may go back home, which Yah swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Yaqub, to give them. It's the only way you're going to get there, brothers. The only way you're going to get there, sisters, that you got to cling to Yah. It didn't say cling to Jesus and that old rugged cross. It said cling to Yah. And ain't nothing changed, brothers and sisters. Ain't nothing changed. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Big brother, Cottrell, you have the mic.
And clinging to Yah may make you look like you're crazy in the eyes of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many people in the world are trying to cling to Yah? You know what I'm saying?
Not many at all, country.
So you out there by yourself trying to claim the Yah.
Oh, it's true. But you're
a unique character trying to cling to our Creator.
Exactly.
But most people on planet Earth don't know their Creator, don't know His plan, don't know His design. And believe me, people might look at you like you're crazy because you're clinging to Yah. Okay? But don't worry about that. Because as long as you're clinging to Yah, you're in that perfect place. And the perfect place is Yah's refuge. Judgment ain't coming down on you because you walk in the path of Yah, like King David. And you're trying to preserve your soul. You're trying to get your name written in the book of life. Because when Yah speaks about life and death, it may go over our head what he's talking about. Because in our little puny minds, everything lives and everything dies. So what's the difference? Oh, it's something called reincarnation. It's something called restoration of the soul. So the choice you make in our lives as we're living, making choices, are you choosing life or are you choosing death? Is your soul going to be destroyed or are you preparing your soul to be restored to praise Yah forever? Me, as for me, I don't know about my family, my house. I am preparing my soul to praise Yah, my Creator, forever. And I hope I can make it. I hope you can make it too. Because that's what this study is all about. Praise Yah,
Katra. Beautiful, Katra. Thank you very much, big brother. Thank you very much, fellow students. I hope you found the words of Yah, as we do, rewarding and refreshing, because they certainly are. And that is the only way through Yah. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Katrael will now proceed to take you into studies and Mashal. Some of you call it Proverbs. That's not the name of it. Mashal. Chapter 2. It goes as the value of wisdom. There is a value in having wisdom and understanding, knowing what wisdom and understanding is, and having that. Praise Yah, Katya. You have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our great king, King Solomon. King Solomon asked a question. What is the value of wisdom? Have you ever heard that question before?
Through Yah's study, I have, Katya.
Oh, yeah. If you ask the average man on the street, what is the value of wisdom?
Do you think they would have the answer?
They
wouldn't know what the hell you were talking about, Katrell.
Yeah. They would ask you, like, what this nigga talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The value of wisdom. What we about to find out? Not just by this chapter right here, by going through the whole book of the wisdom of King Solomon.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Chapter 2. My son, who you think he's talking to?
All of us.
Because it's wisdom that's talking. It's not King Solomon's talking.
Right.
Wisdom that's talking. Wisdom.
Right.
We all are sons of wisdom, aren't we?
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing. And what does wisdom say? If you will receive my words, how many people know how to listen, Yamsu?
Not many, Kajra. They know how to run their mouth off. Listening.
Oh, yeah. Because receiving wisdom means that you have to be able to have the ability to listen.
Exactly.
Got to have the ability to listen. And store up, not just listen. When you store up, that means you're remembering what wisdom is telling you. And store up my commandments within you. Because you can't just hear what wisdom is saying. You got to store it up in your files, right?
Exactly.
So as to turn your ear to wisdom. Because wisdom is all over the place. You could get wisdom from little children. You could get wisdom from elders. If you have the mind to perceive, right?
Well, those that can hear, but some people just can't hear. They hear what they want to hear.
Exactly. And apply your heart to understanding. Because it ain't about your mind, it's about your heart. Wherever your heart is leading you, that's where your mind is going to try to figure out how you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Trust your heart. Yes. If you call out for discernment and listen to your voice for understanding, if you seek her, because discernment and understanding and wisdom is a female force.
Mm-hmm.
That's most powerful. If you seek her as silver, how many men are seeking silver and gold, Yamsu?
Well, not that many because they won't let them on place they can get it. But I gather that if they could get there, they would, because they won't let them get there. So not many, Kajal.
So wisdom is trying to explain to us, if we have an ear to hear, that the pursuit of silver and gold is less than the pursuit of wisdom, discernment, and understanding. Then you will understand the fear of Yah. If you understand the fear of Yah and you're in connection with that, you ain't got to be pursuing silver and gold. Because more precious than silver and gold is our relationship with our Creator. Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Find the knowledge of Elohim. How many people on planet Earth know the knowledge of Elohim?
Sad to say, Katriel, not many.
And that's a sad state of affairs. Because who did Yah create? Everybody on planet Earth, didn't he?
Exactly.
And nobody knows about him? That's a damn shame. They teaching you about Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, what Ronald Reagan said, okay, what Jesus said. They have no knowledge of their Creator, do they?
No, it's a shame.
For Yah gives wisdom. Who gives wisdom?
Yah does.
Who created wisdom?
Yah did.
That's the first thing that he created. And by wisdom, we reach him, right?
Exactly.
Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So we know that wisdom is knowledge and understanding, which Yah created. So in order to know Yah, we got to connect these dots. Yah created wisdom. Yah gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Why does he give knowledge and understanding out of his mouth? So we can connect with him as his creation. He lays up sound wisdom for who? For the upright. Everybody can get wisdom. Most powerful people on planet Earth do not have wisdom. Because wisdom is connected with our Creator. Right?
True.
He is a shield. A what? What's a shield? What does a shield do?
That's a protector.
To those who walk in integrity. That's why you don't have to live life in fear if you're not corrupt, if you're not crooked, if you're not a gangster, if you're not a criminal, if you're not a killer, if you ain't sleeping with somebody's wife. Y'all gonna shield you. If you're walking in your integrity, you're not taking bribes. You're not stealing from anybody. You're satisfied. You're satisfied.
Exactly.
That's the living. You're satisfied that Yah gives you food, shelter, and clothing. That's all I need. That's it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's part of being integrity. And those who live like that, Yah's protecting you. You ain't trying to hurt nobody. You ain't trying to steal from nobody. You ain't trying to take advantage of nobody. You ain't lying to nobody. You ain't sleeping with nobody's wife. That's your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Joseph was protected when he was in Egypt by himself. Without his brothers, without his fathers, Joseph's integrity caused Yah's shield to protect him. And we got that same advantage if we live in integrity. And he made God the path of justice. The path of justice is being balanced, being right, being fair, being truthful. And preserve the way of his saints. We're talking about St. Mary, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. John. Y'all talking about his saints? He's talking about the Israelite nation. Because we are all Yah's saints. And you understand righteousness and justice. How many people understand righteousness and justice on planet Earth right now, Yamsu?
You said how many people? What
understand righteousness and justice. How many people on planet Earth?
Sad to say, Godfrey, but not very many because of the fact that lack of study in the word of Yah and understanding of Yah's word.
Exactly. Equity in every good path. How many nations on planet Earth are following the good path?
Not many.
With equity.
The evidence speaks for itself. Not many.
So wisdom will enter into your heart. I'm going to read that again. For wisdom will enter into your heart. Don't we want wisdom to enter into our hearts?
Exactly.
Shouldn't all people on planet Earth want wisdom to enter into their heart?
Exactly.
And if all people on planet Earth had wisdom entering into their heart, do you think there would be as much violence and bloodshed and corruption? If every living human being allowed wisdom to enter into your heart, knowledge will be pleasant to your soul because you got to know Yah's way. When you know Yah's way, it is definitely pleasant to your soul because you know your soul has the possibility of being restored so that you could praise Yah's name forever, okay? They don't teach us about that in Western institutions, but we're reading about it right here. Discretion, being discreet, will watch over you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the evil way. We don't want to walk the evil way, the wicked path, the treacherous path. And many people are doing that. For the men who speak perverse things, a lot of perversion going on. They pumping the LGBTQ thing. They pumping gang banging. Anything goes these days. But you're speaking perversely. Who forsake the path of uprightness. How many people on planet Earth are walking the path of uprightness? Not many. To walk in the ways of darkness. Most of the people on planet Earth are walking in the ways of darkness. They have no light. Who rejoice to do evil. That's what we're celebrating now. The mafia. Everybody that does evil. And the light and the perverseness of evil. Who are crooked in their ways and wayward in their paths. To deliver you from the strange woman. Oh, watch that woman out there. Even from the foreigner. Who flatters with her words. Oh, she's going to seduce you, make you feel good about yourself, but it's a trap. Who forsake the friends of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim? For her house leads to down to death, her path to the departed spirits. For her house leads to death, her path to the departed spirits, the spirits that go to Sheol. None who go into her return again. Neither do they attain to the paths of life. We're talking about spirits here. If you don't go into a house, your spirit may have a chance to come back. so you may walk in the path of good men and keep the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land. Who will dwell in the land? Those upright spirits that kept the way. They will dwell in the land. That's futuristic. The perfect will remain in it. For how long? Y'all was talking about everlasting. But the wicked will be cut off from the land. They ain't going to heaven. Matter of fact, they're going to be rooted out of earth. The treacherous will be rooted out of it. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And the Most High speaks in parables and proverbs and in dark sayings as shown by wisdom. But if you really penetrate what it's saying, there's life and death, there's everlasting life, and then there's not. And you want to be on the path that it's not. You want to be on the path of the upright and the righteous, that we have a chance to dwell on the path of the righteous, to dwell in the land, not in heaven, so that we can see the fulfillment of Yah's plan. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Godfrey. Thank you for your studies and wisdom, what she looks like, who she is, who created her, and how you can attain it. Fellow students, may the Most High bless you. May you be led by wisdom and understanding. But you first must know who she is. And then you must attain her and apply her in your everyday living, especially in your relationship in regards to Yah, I-L-O-M. Fellow students, I would like to ask Katria, what's your closing remarks and comments on wisdom?
Many of our people think that they know Yah without wisdom, but they're fools. The only way to know Yah is through wisdom. And how do you attain wisdom? It's discipline and instruction and review, constructive criticism. Because none of us are perfect, and we need to know our mother wisdom, in order to be attached to the Most High. So we're fooling ourselves if we don't have wisdom when we think we know Yah. So we thank Yah for the ability to study these words and understand what our life is about, because we're mental, spiritual, and physical, and this is the spiritual aspect of our lives that's very much missing in most of our people. So most of our people don't have wisdom, and the fact that they don't have it, it causes us great pain and sorrow and tribulation. Because without wisdom, you can't get to the Most High. All praises.
All praise, Katria. Thank you very much, Katria. Thank you very much, fellow students. And most importantly, thank you, Yah. And Sister Wisdom, thank you. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. May the Most High continue to bless you. May you attain wisdom and understanding. Praise Yah. Katria, you want to say shalom, good night to the people?
Oh, yeah, we love y'all. And Most High, bless the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. May they be acceptable before Him. Yah, our rock and our redeemer. And may our people receive these words, because these are words from the elders, which we are obligated to speak to our people. We pray and hope that it takes root. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Hey, stand in a circle of peace. 'Cause only the willing will see their dreams.
Yeah. you don't want to leave my shit.